Does a good opinion piece have to be backed up by facts? Or does the word opinion give journalists the freedom to make statements that don't require verification?
I don't know. Why don't we ask Bobby Ghosh?
That's exactly what we did when we were at the International Journalism Festival this year.
Welcome back to the Inol News Podcast, where we speak to journalists about the opportunities and challenges that come with the work they do. I'm Sanshya Biswas.
And I'm Manal Rishal.
In this episode, we asked Bobby Ghosh, a columnist and editor at Bloomberg Opinion, the difference between a good opinion piece and a bad opinion piece.
Bobby has been at Bloomberg for 5 years, where he writes, commissions, and edits opinion columns with a special focus on geopolitics. He's also a member of the Bloomberg Opinion Editorial Board. Bobby has also worked as a global affairs analyst for CNN and as managing editor of Quartz.
We met Bobby when he was our editor-in-chief at Hindustan Times. We caught up with him at the International Journalism Festival in Perugia, Italy. And we asked him a few questions.
Here's the conversation, edited for brevity and clarity. Some newsrooms have used the tag of opinion to justify publishing editorials that carry misinformation or harmful narratives. What are your views on that?
Opinions have to be checked for fact. You can't base your opinion on non-facts or false facts. I mean, then you're undermining the piece itself, and you're undermining the institution. An institution can't take the line that, oh, this person doesn't work for us, and therefore, you know, their opinion is their opinion, regardless of the facts. I think that's a very dangerous road. The institution's reputation is going to be damaged either way. Most readers are not going to make the distinction, and nor should they make the distinction between a person writing an op-ed, say, who's on staff, and then someone from the outside. When you read an opinion piece in Bloomberg, for instance, where I work, part of the reason you're reading it is because you trust Bloomberg. The institutional reputation is part of what draws you to it, part of what gives the piece credibility. I don't think institutions can get away. There are accidents will happen. We've all made mistakes. Even in sort of news reporting, sometimes facts will slip through the cracks. You'll pick the wrong piece of data. You'll misquote somebody without meaning to. But there shouldn't be an absence of rigor. There should be every attempt made to make sure the facts are correct. And if you're caught out or someone points out you made a mistake, then it's your business to then correct it and issue a correction and, if necessary, an apology.
What drew you to opinion writing and journalism in the first place?
Well, I'd had a long career as a correspondent, as an editor. And towards the end of that period, I started doing television hits just as an expert. That gave me an opportunity for the first time to really express my opinions. As a journalist, you always have them, but the challenge is to keep them out of your stories. But on television, for the first time, I was expressing my opinions out. And then when the opportunity came to become an opinion writer, I felt that it was a chance to exercise a new muscle in the brain, a chance to do something new. I was nervous about it. I was not very confident about it initially. It took me about, I would say, 5 or 6 months to be fully confident in my ability. My instinct was always to write both sides. Here's what one side thinks, here's what the other side thinks. That's how you train as a reporter. But over a period of time, I became more confident about expressing my own opinions. I still have the muscle memory of being a correspondent. And so I tend to call as many people as I can. I tend to do reporting before I express an opinion. But at the end of the day, the challenge remains to filter out all the noise and express myself.
Is there a difference between analysis and opinion writing?
It's a crucial question. The main difference between analysis and opinion is that opinion must come with prescription. Analysis is part of opinion. You have to base your opinion on facts, on analysis, on a sort of experience, on reading, on talking to as many people as possible. But at the end of the day, what distinguishes a good opinion piece is if you have Rx, a prescription. It's not enough to say, here's a big problem that is happening in one part of the world. You need to provide the reader with some sense of how that problem can be solved, how it ought to be solved, who can solve that problem. That's the difference. Prescription, prescription, prescription. You have to have prescription.
What role do you think opinion journalism plays in the current environment of very polarized worldviews?
Well, opinion journalism, frankly, is among the oldest forms of journalism. In the early days of newspapers, people didn't report just the facts. There was always opinion. Journalists were much more confident in expressing themselves. I think that goes too far. I think there's always going to be room for opinion. Opinion is going to be important as long as it is informed, as long as the reader trusts you as a writer because they know your opinions come from a lot of experience, a lot of fact, a lot of reporting. I think if you can do that, then your opinion is always going to be relevant.
Any tips for people who want to get started in opinion writing?
Well, first and foremost, opinion pieces are an opportunity to write well, to sort of, you know, clear your throat and really enjoy the writing of it. When I think of some of my favorite opinion writers, it's not always that I've agreed with their opinion, but I just enjoyed I've seen how liberated they are, and I've enjoyed the quality of the writing and the forcefulness of the writing. So I think of Chris Hitchens, for instance, my all-time favorite opinion writer, even though I would say about 60% of the time I didn't agree with his opinions, but he was a wonderful writer. So being able to write freely is a gift that comes with opinion writing, and I enjoy that. Then after that, the practical matters is that I want the opinion to be informed. I don't want an opinion to just sort of pop down from the sky. I would like some evidence that the opinion writer has thought through the topic, that she or he has sort of informed themselves. Now, that can be projected in many ways. There can be something in the piece itself that communicates that this is a person who knows what they're talking about. Or it might just be that I know this person's writing over a period of time. I've followed them. It's in their little bio that explains who this person is. That'll give me confidence that this is a person who knows their subject. So topic specialization is important. And then finally, it's important for opinion to be... This may sound like an oxymoron, but opinion has to be objective. There is too much of a temptation in opinion writing to exact revenge, to be vicious, to attack people, because you have the freedom to do so as an opinion writer. When that is egregious, when people are playing the man instead of the ball, that comes through, and I always find that sort of distasteful. The first and most important thing is make sure your opinion comes from a place of deep, deep knowledge. Decide what it is you're going to write opinions about. Try to specialize. Don't express an opinion about politics one day, sports the other day. I have done that, by the way. No matter what you decide to write about, make sure that your opinion is deeply informed. Read, talk to people, think deeply into what you're writing about. Try to think two or three steps ahead. If you are making a prescription, first and foremost, how practical is that prescription? It's not enough to say, oh, there's a war going on, everybody should lay down their arms. That is a prescription, but that's not a realistic prescription. So think through what you're prescribing, and then try to think one or two steps ahead. If, let's say, in the perfect universe, your prescription is followed, what might that lead to? And then what might that lead to? So make sure you're deeply informed, and make sure you have a prescription, and make sure you think through that prescription.
What are some of the skills that you've noticed in other opinion writers that you admire?
I think all good opinion writers are reporters in their own way. Sometimes you'll see an opinion from someone in academia and you'll think, well, this person's not a journalist. Well, but they're in academia. They've done the research. They've done the work. That is reporting after a fashion. And so all the good opinion writers do the homework, whether you call it reporting, research, analysis, data crunching, whatever it is the homework. Do the work. All of my colleagues at Bloomberg, of course, I would say this, but it's true. All of my colleagues at Bloomberg Opinion bring expertise of one kind or the other to their work. But what is common amongst all of us is that we make sure we do the reporting. I write about international affairs. In my case, reporting involves sometimes traveling to places like this, meeting people outside the office. Some opinion writers don't have to leave the office, but they read stacks and stacks of books, they read research material, they're on the phone all the time, they're talking to as many people as they can do, and they're thinking deeply about what they want to write about. So backing your argument, backing your opinion with research and reporting is basically that's the coin of the realm, that's the essence of good opinion writing.
Thanks for listening to the Enol News podcast.
You can follow updates about our work on social media at the handle @InOldNews or subscribe to our newsletter at inoldnews.substack.com. That's inoldnews.substack.com.
See you next time.